Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The place to be.
Yes, the place to be. The place to be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Ugh. Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling. So.
That's what she said!
So why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Oral. A-U-R-A-L.
What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Vincent's collection there.
Oz went on to star in American Pie, of course, is the lacrosse player. Bismarck. No, was it Bismarck? Was that
Bismarck.
Bismarck. No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the big boys play, and that is in my extra queen-size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk the things.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. PTB Nation, let me know what
you're
doing.
Our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be Podcast. I am your co-host, Justin Rosero, coming at you live here in the PTB Man Cave on this Thursday evening. Got our technical issues resolved, and we are back at it here. Wanted to make sure we brought this episode to you this week. And let me first bring in my PIC, Mr. Scott Criscola. Scott, how you doing?
Good evening, JR. Good evening, Place to Be Nation. Welcome to episode 307 of the Place to Be Podcast. For those that listen to 306... I hope you enjoyed it. It was unique in its own special way. And we may have a similar show like that tonight, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad we have the technical issues resolved.
Yeah, I had to. My power cord was frayed, but I was within my one-year limited warranty, so the fine folks at the Apple Store took care of business for me, so we are good to go.
Before we begin, JR, I have a customer service story I wanted to tell you in a good way. Remember the one you told about your parents' Vizio?
Yes.
TV and that debacle? Wednesday night, I bought I went to Walmart, the nicer one, not the scummy one. There's two in our town, the nicer one up Route 7. And I bought a 32-inch Vizio for the bedroom. And I opened it and I put it in. I, you know, put the stand in, everything, put it up, turned it on. And the whole screen was colors and weird things, and you could see lines. So you could tell that the screen was was fucked up. And I'm like, oh, no. Because I remembered the first thing I thought of was your Vizio nightmare.
Right.
I said, oh, shit. All right. Well, the next morning I went to Walmart. I didn't even pack it right. I like threw half the styrofoam out, and I was like, oh, shit. Bring the box to the customer service, and the woman, you know, looking at me, I know it's, you know, 8:30 in the morning, lady, but you've been open for an hour and a half, you know, so get some coffee and get a grip. Put the box up. Guy walks over. Yep, everything's in here. Comes back. Brings me a new one. Walks away. The girl looks at me and goes, are we good? I'm like, yeah. And that was it.
All right, good to hear.
Stunning. It was like a complete opposite of what you had to.
Well,
sadly,
you didn't deal with Vizio though. It's like you went to a Vizio store. I mean, you went to a retailer.
That's true.
I was dealing
with
Vizio directly.
Yeah, but I didn't know if I just knowing that I wasn't sure if there was going to be some other screw ups or whatever. But the new one works perfectly fine. So just wanted to let you know that there are good customer service stories. One of every 50, the other 49 that suck. So
well, I will say I've never had a problem with Apple. They they always are great there. So
yeah. Believe it or not, I've never had a problem with Walmart, of all places, either.
Well,
believe
it
or not.
Enough.
Anytime I've brought stuff back, they've been fine. So anyway.
People in and out of there, so.
Well, that is true. All right. What we're doing tonight, this is part three of a continuing series. I guess it'll be six parts, I suppose.
Yeah.
We are going to create, once again, our own monthly pay-per-view card.
Yes.
We did two already. I believe there were, one was in the two, probably 60s, or that was in the 280s. We did January and February, and we did March and April. So tonight, we are going to do, obviously, May and June. And now that we got the parameters down, we were going by two rules. We can only use one superstar, mm-hmm. and...
Well, that's an awful way of explaining that. So we can use each guy only once.
Oh, each guy only once. Yeah. And gimmick is by on a case-by-case basis. Like, if there's a dramatic difference in gimmick, then we can use them. But if it's not, then no.
Yeah, so the one we always say, you know, Smash and Repo Man, we can use.
But
like Shawn Michaels Rocker, Shawn Michaels Heartbreak Kid, you cannot use.
Or you can't use Cactus Jack Mick Foley.
Right.
And we can only use one. We can only use each belt once.
Right, and we have to use the big ones. We have to use both world titles. We have to use the Intercontinental, the tag. I know we said, like, the Cruiserweight and women, we didn't commit to using every time.
No.
We can't use it.
Based on my research for these two, we're going to probably need them. Okay. So that's a good thing. Okay. Let us begin with the month of May.
We should also mention, Scott, because usually we have a third man in the booth.
Yes, we do.
In the previous two endeavors, we had Chad Campbell running the draft board and popping in for tiebreakers. Tonight we have the one and only, the rising star here at PTBN, Dan McGinn.
Yes.
You may have heard him, or you will be hearing him, on Friday in episode one of the Steve Corino Show. He'll be producing that. Mm-hmm. And he's here with us tonight running the draft board. And he'll be popping in from time to time when we have our little stalemate and we go back and forth on what match we prefer. We'll have him come in to weigh in. So Chad is on the road, not able to help out tonight, but Dan is here. So like you said, we're going to go year by year, and you know, there's some months, mainly when we get to June, but some years had two shows. We only need to pick one match from the two shows, so it's just one match per year. So we'll have, so those years actually end up being a little bit easier because we'll have, you know, double cards worth to pick from. So that's what we set it up back in January, because remember, we used New Year's Revolution and the Rumble in January. Mm-hmm. So we'll go ahead and stick with that rule here today. So,
okay. Now, to begin, I think the best way to do this is, let's take the highest belt, or the highest two belts. But in this instance, the WWE Championship has more memorable matches than the World Heavyweight mm-hmm. Championship. Most of those are good to, not crappy, but average.
Well, let's do this, because this is what we did, I think, for the non-like Mania. I think we mm-hmm. just started with the earlier years.
Okay.
Let's just go by year, because I just think it's easier with these lesser cards. You know, Mania, we knew all the big matches off the top of my head. Like, I can't tell you all the title matches from May off the top of my head. So,
well, I agree.
So let's start in 95, which is the first May pay-per-view, mm-hmm. And that was In Your House 1 from Syracuse.
Yes.
So, you know, right off the top, I would say the best match on this show is Bret Hart and Hakushi.
I say we use it because we're never going to get Bret again.
Right. Right, so I know he's in. Well, he's on 97, but I'm assuming, you know, we may not. Oh no, wait, yeah,
no, he's not.
No, he doesn't. I'm thinking April. So okay. So this is our only chance to use Bret Hart. We're never going to use Hakushi again. So let's use it here.
Okay. All right, 1996. We have, of course, In Your House, Beware of Dog, mm-hmm. and even though it would happen twice, technically it was the same matches, most of them. So, right. I took Yoko and Vader.
Hmm. Oh, so we should preface. I'm not sure if you said it earlier.
Oh.
You pre-do a card before we come on the air.
I do kind of a master list to kind of give us a backbone.
Yeah, to something to compare to afterwards.
Right, exactly.
So just to lay that out. So when you hear Scott say, I did this or I chose this, that's because he pre-ranked ahead of time.
I pre-ranked it. Yeah, I made like a master list for us to kind of feed off of.
Okay. Sean Bulldog, to me, not good enough to use the world title. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of Sean options.
Yes.
You know, Vega, Austin, and the Caribbean Strap would be really cool. Is that the one you said you used?
No, I used Yoko Vader.
Okay. But I'm guessing we're going to have Austin again later?
Wow. You know what? Like I said, my May was tough. That's two guys I left out. Eesh, I just realized that.
Well, there's one match later I can think of that I may want to use him.
Austin?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hold that here.
Okay.
How about Mero Helmsley? Well, we'll probably use Triple H later.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Yoko Vader for now, but I want to reserve the right to come back and look at the Strat match.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it depends what we end up doing elsewhere. All right, so 97 now we go to is Cold Day
in Your House,
Hell.
Cold Day in Hell. Now I just realized I might have doubled up, so this is when May was really tough here. So 97, I used the Nation against Ahmed.
Okay.
but I forgot. Is Rock on that team? He's not, right?
No, it's Crush, Savio,
okay, then
and
I didn't
Farouk.
Screw up. Okay, then I didn't make a mistake.
All right, so Shamrock Vader off the top would have been my pick, but we already used Vader.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say Nation on that, I guess, is the only choice, unless we go back and switch. Well, we probably won't, but in case we do, we can always go back. So, yeah, it's a short card, only five matches. That's where we run into some little bit of trickiness with some of these cards. There's only four or five matches sometimes on these month pay-per-views. So, all right, let's go with Nation versus Ahmed.
Okay.
And I'm not feeling great about this card already.
yeah, I'm not either. But it's going to get, I think it gets better as we move along. The problem is titles is the problem on this show because you've got, there's a lot of cases where one guy gets, has title matches for multiple years.
Right.
So you're kind of, you're going to, you get stuck in a pickle. So, okay. Now we get to,
98, which is Over the Edge.
Over the Edge.
So now right off the bat, I think I want my world title match to be Austin and Dude Love.
Okay. This was, I agree with you. There were three, and this was in my opinion, when I started my list, I had three world WWE championship choices right off the top of my head. This match.
All right. Well, don't tell me. We'll find them as we go.
All right. So this was the first one. I didn't use it for my master list.
Okay.
But, well, but if you want to use it, that's fine.
Let's plug it in for now.
I love that match. No problem with that at all.
All right. So we'll leave that there, and we'll see if we have to come back. So we go to Over the Edge 99, of course, the Owen Hart show. But, you know, for sake of completion, we'll still pick a match off the card. I don't think it's probably going to matter much because nothing really stood out on that card.
No.
For obvious reasons.
I picked... for the Hardcore Championship, Al Snow and Hardcore Holly.
Yeah, that's the one I was leaning towards. Either that or Mr. Ass and Road Dogg. I don't think that was anything special. I don't see us using the Hardcore title again. I don't think we use Snow or Hardcore again. So I think that's a safe bet to go with there.
Okay.
All right. So to recap quickly, because we're moving a little bit quick here, we have 95, Bret Hart versus Akushi. Mm-hmm. 96, Yokozuna versus Vader. 97, The Nation of Domination versus Ahmed Johnson. 98, Steve Austin versus Dude Love for the world title. And 99, Al Snow versus Hardcore Holly for the Hardcore title.
Okay.
So we move ahead to Judgment Day 2000.
And
let me pull that card up here.
All right. Now, this was option two for a title match. Of course, Rock and Triple H, the Iron Man.
True. I think I like Austin Dude better, though.
Yeah, I think slightly I do, too. I took a good match, though. For the Intercontinental Championship, I took Benoit Jericho.
Yeah, that could be a safe one. There's one match I'm thinking for... am I thinking for Jericho? No, maybe not. I'm thinking of a different match. Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that for now. Benoit Jericho for the IC title.
Okay. Next, we have Judgment Day 2001 from Sacramento. And I took China and Lita for the Women's Championship.
Okay, so let's see. We have Regal Rikishi, no go. We also have Angle Benoit here if we want to flip things and use Benoit in this spot instead. Kane, Triple H, you get the Turmoil. And, I'm sorry, which one did you say you used?
China Lita. Yeah.
All right. Dan, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dan.
Hey.
Which Benoit match did you prefer? Him versus Jericho in 2000, or do you like him versus Angle in the 2 out of 3 from 01 better?
You know, I'm leaning more towards the Angle match. A lot of it is because I just watched it and really enjoyed it, followed it on the reviews like a good little fan on this program does. And it just was like both guys were hungry. And of course, the Jericho match, too. It's a very similar argument. I think I don't think you could go wrong. But maybe because it's a little bit more fresh in my mind and because those guys had very similar styles, I just really like that match a lot more.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Scott, because if we look ahead to 02, we have Edge and Kurt Angle in their best match.
That's what I used.
I'm thinking the pairing of Edge Angle and Benoit Jericho probably outranks Benoit Angle and having to pick something else from 2000 and 2002.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
You agree with that, Dan?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so let's go ahead and plug Edge and Angle from 02 in. 01, you really think China Lita, Scott? You don't think, I mean, I feel like Regal Rikishi is a little something better than that.
I'm fine with Regal Rikishi. Did I use either of them later on? No, so okay. I'm fine with that.
All right, let's do that, Dan. Let's put Regal Rikishi in for 01. So we've already used the world title, we've used the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're through 02. I'm moving along all right so far.
Do we use hardcore? What did we use for 99?
99 was the hardcore.
Okay, so we have, all right, so it's three belts used. Okay. But the hardcore is an optional. That's not a definite. That's not a, right. a mandatory. Okay.
All right, so we move to 03, Judgment Day.
And I used, I know it's one of your favorites. It's actually one of my favorites, too, for the Tag Team Championship, Eddie and Tajiri against Team Angle.
All right, I do not want to use that.
Oh,
because
okay.
I want to use Eddie elsewhere.
Okay. I have a feeling I know where you're going.
So we got a couple options here. Obviously, we're not going to, well, I'm sure we'll have better world title matches than Kevin Nash and Triple H.
Yes.
Yeah, Brock Big terrible. Show was fun, but the title's involved. Can't use that. So we got a couple options. One, we have La Rez versus Scott Steiner and Test.
Ugh.
Two, which I think is probably how I'm leaning, just to get the star power on, guys we're not going to use again, is Mr. America versus Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
So you get Hogan and Piper on there, you get Vince, you get Zach Gowen, you get all that stuff. Yeah, this will be our little pop the crowd
match. Pleasure
match.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I don't see anything else standing out on this, so unless you want to do the bikini challenge with Tori and Sable, but
that's pretty hot.
That's one to kiss. Let's go with Piper Hogan, though.
Okay.
Get a little 03 flavor in there.
I love that tag match, though. But I'm curious to see. I have a feeling I know where you're going to use Eddie, but that's a great tag match.
Yeah, I got a better idea for Eddie. So
okay.
All right, so 04. We're still just in one show per year here, right? So
yes.
May 04. May is Judgment Day. Now we're into the SmackDown only shows.
Mm-hmm. I have RVD and Ray.
So that's a good opener. Oh no, I need Ray.
Oh okay. Oh, I have a feeling I know what you're doing.
Our only other option may be. Because obviously we're not going to use JBL Eddie because we already used the world title.
We already used the title match.
Yep, like a Taker Booker is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know if we're going to have to use the tag titles. Like, if we're stuck, we could always use Haas and Rico versus Holly and Billy Gunn, I guess. I mean, if we have to use the titles. I like that. No, we can't use the opener.
We need to use the tag titles at some point. I don't think we've used them.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. So we may have to use this match just to get them on the card.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll use Cena later, right? So we're not going to use Cena or Rene Dupree.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
All right, I say either just use, like, Tori Dawn or Mordecai Scotty. Like, just Chavo versus Jackie. Like,
I almost
matches.
Put Mordecai Scotty, but I'm like, he's not going to want me to.
Well, Chavo Jackie could be fun. I mean, you get the, you know, you get Chavo Sr.
That's your boy Chavo Classic.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's just use that for now.
Okay.
Yeah, we can
we need the crew. I mean, we don't need the cruiser, but it's good to add an extra title there. So.
Because I think it's worth it to go to 05 and get Eddie versus Ray.
Okay.
Which is awesome when Eddie beats the shit out of him with the chair afterwards.
Yes.
So you're comfortable keeping Austin Dude over this title match here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've already passed. There's one more title match that I would have used.
Okay.
And a WWE title match, and we'll get to that later.
Yeah, because I don't see much on the rest of this card. You get the M&M versus Holly and Haas. Not much there. Carlito, Big Show. London versus Guerrero. Booker and Angle. That's all right. That was a bestiality.
Yeah.
Sex
Kane
one.
Viscera.
Yeah, all set there. No, that's not 05, is it?
Kane Viscera? Yeah, I think so. No? Was I looking at the wrong card when I typed that?
Yeah, I don't see it on here. Well, Graham doesn't have it anyway.
Oh. Let me see.
Because Kane wasn't on SmackDown for a while until later, wasn't he? Anyway, Orlando, Jordan, Heidenreich, Ray, Eddie, and then Cena, Bradshaw. So I like Ray, Eddie here. That's a really fun match. Very vicious match. So we'll go with that for
a while. Yeah, I like that too.
All right, 06, we're still into one a month. Does May ever have any doubles, or are we good all the way through?
No, I don't think. Well, 05, but we counted Backlash
right,
as April.
Right, yeah, we used Backlash in April.
Yeah.
All right, so 05, we could get our title match in here, Scott. We got London and Kendrick versus Eminem.
Good card, or good match.
That's probably all I really see here that I want to use. And we're not
for 06?
Yeah, we're not going to use 06. Kali Taker.
I have Booker Lashley.
Yeah, I'd rather let's use our tag titles here. I'd say
okay.
That's a good match. So London and Kendrick versus Eminem for the tag team titles. We weren't picky about, or did we say we had to have the original tag titles? Do you remember, or was it just a tag title match?
I thought it had to be.
Did it have to be the Raw ones?
I think it had to be the Raw ones.
All right, well, let's see where we go, and then we'll decide.
Okay.
All right, so we go ahead to 07. And we have
I had Flair Carlito.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite matches on this card is MVP Benoit, but we can't use that. We could use the Hardys versus Kate and Murdoch if we want to get the Raw tag titles on.
That's a good match. It's a good match too.
Unless you think, are we going to use Jeff later? Does he come up at all?
I have him coming up shortly, but okay. But we may change it anyway. So,
all right, let's go with that for the Raw tag titles. I like that match too.
Yeah, I do. I like it a lot. Okay.
All right, so let's recap quickly. So you have Brett Hakushi 95, Yoko Vader 96, Nation of Domination versus Ahmed Johnson 97, Austin versus Dude Love 98 for the world title, Al Snow Holly from 99 for the hardcore title, Benoit Jericho 2000 for the IC title, Regal Rikishi 2001, Edge Angle 02, Mr. America versus Roddy Piper 03, Chavo versus Jacqueline for the cruiserweight title in 04, Ray versus Eddie in 05, London and Kendrick versus Eminem for the WWE tag team titles in 06, and the Hardys versus Kate and Murdoch for the world titles in 07.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not bad. Cards.
Yeah. Puttering along here pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, June will take a little bit. So.
Okay. So 2008 now.
All right. I used Jeff and MVP, so we can't use that now.
Well, the match I was thinking of originally was Shawn and Jericho, which is why I was a little hesitant to use Jericho earlier.
Ah. And we haven't used Shawn yet. There's a lot of guys we haven't used yet.
Right.
That's why this card's tough.
I like that Shawn Jericho match.
I don't know where else we'd get a IC title match, though.
Or, yeah.
Or where Benoit would go.
I don't know. Whatever. If we leave him off, we leave him off.
That's true.
Yeah, because then we'd have to go back and look at Angle Benoit, meaning we'd have to take off. Well, here's an option. Well, no, let me use Eddie. Let's say we could use Eddie RVD at 02, but I want to keep Eddie Ray.
Mm.
How about... No, we can't use Farouk Rock from 98 because we got Austin Dude. Right.
Yeah.
There's no IC. Oh, never mind. Mm. It's no IC match in 99.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was he at? Was there an IC match in 97?
Let me take a look. Let's see. Let me go to. What is it? Miscellaneous. Go through prowrestlinghistory.com.
No, there wasn't one.
No.
Who the hell was even the IC champion then? Owen? No.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, Owen was. He wasn't on the card.
Owen already. Yeah, he had already. Yeah, because he had the tag straps.
How about
they fought a Coliseum video exclusive?
We haven't used Taker yet. We could always use Taker Goldust. Was that an IC title match?
96?
Yeah.
Let's see. That was Beware of Dog. Well, it was a casket match, but it was off camera. Oh no, wait. Beware of Dog 2.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry.
It was for the IC title.
Yeah.
Alright, so I guess it comes down to, and Dan, we can let you weigh in here. Are we better off with Goldust Taker casket match plus Jericho Shawn or Benoit Jericho for the IC title and then something else from
08?
I don't know what that something else is. It would have to be, well, we already used Edge, so we can't use Taker Edge. It would have to be...
Did you want to do the women's championship match in 08? Mickey James, Beth Phoenix, Melina.
That's right. So are we better off with... See, I don't think Benoit Jericho is that great that we sacrifice other stuff. Like, I don't think that plus the women's match. I'd rather just have the casket match plus Shawn Jericho. What do you think, Scott?
Hmm. I mean, Shawn Jericho, can't any of their 08s you can't sneeze at, so...
Like, I think I'd rather have that plus the casket match than Benoit Jericho plus... the women's match.
Yeah, there's nothing else in 08 that really...
No, it's going to be the women or Shawn Jericho. That's all we can
do. Yeah.
Or seeing the JBL, I guess.
Yeah, I think Sean Jericho is probably the way to go. We have some good matches involving, you know, like Brett and Hakushi. You got that work right there. And, you know, Jericho, Sean, they had great chemistry. I think overall it'd just make a better card.
Okay, I agree with that. Scott, you on board?
Yes, you know, okay. I'm cool with that. I like
and
that.
Also losing is Yoko Vader from 96, so we're not even losing anything great there. If anything, it might be even a slight upgrade. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
All right, so 09 is our last Judgment Day.
Yeah, I don't think we can use what I picked, though. I have Morrison versus Benjamin.
All right, so we could use that.
There's also
Batista Orton. Well, that's the world title. We can't use that.
You can use Christian Swagger, the ECW title.
Yeah, they had some pretty good matches.
Mm.
Edge, Hardy. Have we used the world title yet? Because we could use that at some point.
No, I have that. We haven't used the big gold one okay. yet. I have that coming up in my list. I have that coming up in a couple.
All right,
of shows.
So we can hold off there. Yeah. I'm on board with Christian Swagger.
Oh, actually, if we use Christian Swagger, then well, we won't. We'll have to come up with another title. Cause
all right, let's plug it in there. We can always come back.
We'll plug it in there. We'll get back to it.
Okay. All right, so Christian Swagger for the ECW title for 09.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, we still need... So we got both tag. Is the women's... No, we didn't say we had to have the women,
no.
right?
All okay. we needed was the two mains, IC...
And the Raw tag.
And the Raw tags.
Okay, so...
Originals, yeah.
So the only title we need left here is the gold belt. Yeah. All right, so what was the name of the show in 2010?
2010, I think, became Over the Limit. I think it became Over the Limit. Was the yes. Yeah, because Over the Limit 2010, yep, was May 23rd.
Okay.
What do we have? We already have IC. I used R-Truth and Ted Jr. That's how slow that sunk.
All right, hang on.
We can use your girl Maurice against Eve
Michael
for
Cole.
The Divas title. Maurice, yes. Even Maurice for the Divas title.
How about, well, we already used Ray. I was like, because we haven't used Punk yet. Ed Jordan, we can't use.
I used R-Truth and Ted
Jr. I think we have to either use Kofi. Oh, we can't use Kofi Drew.
Nope, because that's what I see.
Well, we could if we wanted to go back and.
Could we use MVP Chavo?
No, we used Chavo in 04.
We used Chavo. That's right. Oh, that's right, we did.
I'm fine with Truth and DiBiase. You can get Virgil on there.
Mm.
Right?
Was he on that? That's right. He came out with him, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's when they were doing that.
That's a good gag.
All right. Well, you know, can't all be winners.
Yeah.
All right. 2011.
This is where I had my world title match. I had Orton and Christian.
Yeah. I don't see anything else better than that. And we haven't used Orton yet. I haven't used Christian yet. The only one lacking still, CM Punk. Is that the other match you were thinking?
Yes. That's what I had.
I really throws a wrench into things. Punk Bryan.
Yeah, that's what I used.
Over Austin Dude is iconic, though.
Well, that's what I said. Now that we've gone through them, the three matches, when I was starting my list from scratch, the three title matches I thought of were Dude Steve, Rock Triple H, and this one, and Punk Bryan. At first, I went with Dude Steve, but then I got caught in a pickle, so I switched it up and I used this one.
Mind if I cut in, guys?
Yes.
Of course, Dan.
All right. Christian versus Jack Swagger is already on our list
right.
for
so
the EC double title.
So, yeah, we got to take that out from 09.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you like better for our world title headliner? Austin versus Dude or Daniel Bryan CM Punk from 2012?
Ooh. The Punk versus Bryan is so good, and the thing is, it's like neither one of them really hit their like real peak. I mean, it was such a good match, though. I mean, it's hard to take that one off the card, but I mean, it was such a red hot product when like Austin was fighting Dude Love. So it's, I think, as far as it's kind of what we're going for. If we're going for an attraction, then yeah, Austin versus Dude Love, like, it was huge. But if we're going for like, oh, we need a lot more work rate, you know, we have two really good, entertaining younger guys, I think you got to go Punk versus Bryan.
I don't think I could pass up Austin, dude. To me, that's what I mean. Punk Bryan was like a great match. Austin, dude, is like an all-timer for me.
For me, too. You and I debated this match, the Punk Bryan match, so we all know how much I love it. But when you have like you had Vince and you had Taker chokeslamming everybody. I mean, that match, that whole package is just incredible in 98. It is hard to not put that match.
I think we got to go with that. I that's just an all-timer. I mean, I love Brian Punk, but... well, what do we have? What was the show in 2013? What was it called? It wasn't Overwhelming anymore.
It was Payback. No, that's no, June. Payback's I'm sorry. June. May was... what the fuck was the May show last year?
Hang on, I can go to Payback and then go backwards.
Yeah,
I got it. It was actually Extreme Rules in 2013.
So we didn't... Did we use that, Scott, when we did the...
No, we didn't, because Mania was in April.
No, it doesn't matter. We only did Mania.
Oh. Let me open up...
yeah, see if you can pull up...
Let me open up Chad's...
While you're doing that, because I want to look at what Punk was doing. Oh, he was off TV. So it looks like if we don't use Punk Bryan, we're probably not going to get Punk on the show. One option we can use in 2013 is Brock and Triple H.
Let me find okay. Let me see what Chad what we had for April.
Well, you know what? I think we did use this because I remember we debated Shield versus Hell No. I feel like we did this card.
All right, April.
Or maybe not. Maybe that was a
No, April 13. April we used Hell No versus Shield.
Okay, so we already used this card then.
Yeah.
So there was nothing else in May of 13.
Nope.
Okay.
Because last year we went to Payback, and Payback was in June.
All right. Well, let's use a different match from this card to make up for it.
Okay. I used...
I think we just used Brock. We haven't used
Triple
H,
used Dean.
Right?
I used Ambrose and Kofi for the U.S. title.
All right. Well, we haven't used Triple H, right?
No.
All right. Let's do Brock Triple
H. We haven't used Cena either.
All right. Well, let's look at this. Let's take a breath. Let's put Brock Triple H in for 13.
Okay.
So what was Cena doing in 12? And we could always do him and
he fought Brock. That's your like greatest match in
no,
history.
No, that was April.
Extreme Rules. Oh, May of 12.
It was him and Laurinaitis, that fucking mess.
Oh, that shit show, yeah. That Big Show turned or whatever it was.
All right, so going back to 12, we still need to pick something here. We can do Layla Beth for the Divas title.
I don't think we've used the Divas title yet.
That's really our only option. Either that or Ryback Camacho.
Forgot about that match.
So what else could... Well, there's nothing else of that 98 show, right? If we don't use... Also do that. I mean, that's just a bunch of nothing, right?
Let's
oh,
see.
You get Shamrock Vader, I guess.
Jarrett Blackman. Or we could use... Kai and Tai against Taka and Bradshaw.
Well, I mean, if we unravel all of this and go with Brian Punk... Then we got to go back to 96, and we use Austin Vega, and then we got to find a new IC title match somewhere. I just don't think I can give up Austin, dude. I think I'd rather have Layla Beth if we have to pick something from 12, or even Brodus Miz, anything.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have duds, but I agree with you. As much as I absolutely love Punk Bryan, I don't think we can have this card without... Dude Steve in the main event. That package is just incredible. Just everything with Vince.
To me, that's the epitome of the May shows, you know? That's like the match you think of. All right, let's do it. Let's stick with that. Let's go with Layla Beth for the women's title here to get that on the card. So we're missing Cena still. We're missing Punk. And we're missing the... Well, we're going to dump Christian Swagger from 09, right? You want to use Orton Christian from 11?
From 11, I think we have to. We need the big gold belt.
Yeah, because we can't use Cena Miz if we want to get Cena on the card. Yeah, I'd say we go Orton Christian there. So then we go back to... So do we have something everywhere right now? Well, 2000, we gotta go back and change.
Yeah. 2000.
In 09.
Okay.
Do we pick something for 09?
Let me go to... All right, I'll go to 09. Judgment Day, 09.
Oh, we could use Cena's show.
Yeah. I forgot they had a
few. Let's do that. That gets Cena on the card. It's not a title match.
15 minutes? I don't even remember that match. I don't even remember that match.
And you got Alfonso Soriano in there.
That's right, yeah.
All right, let's go Cena show there. We got to have Cena on the card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. My card doesn't have him, so this card will already beat mine. So
well, that doesn't surprise me one bit. All right, so 2000. Well, I was about to say we could do Shane Big Show, but we just use Big Show now. We can do X-Pac and Road Dogg versus the Dudleys.
We didn't use the Dudleys yet?
Nope.
No. Okay.
There you go. So I think we got everything. So the only guy really left off was Punk, right? Is he the only big name?
Punk?
And The Rock we don't have.
We don't have The Rock. We don't have Batista.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get... I mean, Batista to me is like a next level guy. Like, you can never get all them.
Yeah, I mean, my list, I didn't have Austin. I didn't have Cena, and I didn't have Triple H.
Okay, yeah. So your card's nothing.
So, no, my card's shit.
Yeah, I don't see what... I mean... The only other way to do it is do the Punk Bryan route. You go to Austin Vega. You got to pick something else from 98. Probably Shamrock Vader.
What are we looking at? 96?
I'm saying if you were to all of a sudden, if you were to unravel the world title match
and
go to Punk Bryan, the other way to do it would be Punk Bryan. 96 would be Vega, Austin. And then we have to find an IC title match somewhere. And do Shamrock Vader from 98. But I like this way better. You agree?
Plus, I do like this
way
better.
We got Shawn Jericho as the sleeper match in there.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the full card. So 95, Bret Hart versus Hakushi. 96, Goldust versus The Undertaker. 97, The Nation of Domination versus Ahmed Johnson. 98, our world title match, Steve Austin and Dude Love. 99 is a hardcore title match, Al Snow and Hardcore Holly. 2000, the Road Dogg and X-Pac versus the Dudleys. 2001, William Regal versus Rikishi. 2002, Edge versus Kurt Angle. 2003, Mr. America versus Roddy Piper. 2004, Chavo Guerrero versus Jacqueline for the Cruiserweight title. 05, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero. 06, London and Kendrick versus Eminem. 07, the Hardys versus Kade and Murdoch for the world titles. In the Eminem match was the WWE tag titles. 08, Shawn and Jericho. 09, John Cena, Big Show. 2010, R-Truth and Ted DiBiase Jr. 2011, Randy Orton and Christian for the world title. 2012, Layla versus Beth for the Divas title. And 13, Brock versus Triple H. So, reading this through, I'm even more confident sticking with Austin Dude. Because, think of all the work rate matches we do have. We have Bret Hakushi. Mm-hmm. We have Edge and Angle. Mm-hmm. Ray and Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And Shawn Jericho,
mm-hmm.
Orton Christian. I mean, that's a lot of good, solid, really good wrestling.
And we got two really good brawls. Steve Dude, Brock Triple H isn't horrendous.
No, that
it's
was
not
probably
their best, but
yeah. Well, actually, that might have been, well. It was better than Mania. We'll put it that way.
It was better than Mania, but I mean, SummerSlam the year before wasn't too bad either. So, but still good brawl.
You get the nostalgia match with Mr. America Piper. We got Taker on the card. In the casket match, you got Gola. So, I mean, I think we got almost everyone except for, like we said, Punk and actually Kane. It's rare to not have him on these cards because he's on everything.
Yeah. But the problem is he either was facing a guy that was in a better match in another year or he was in a title. So, again, better match somewhere else.
Right. So, no Kane, no Batista, no Punk, but I think we pretty much got everyone. And no Rock. I mean,
No Rock.
Rock's tough, though, with some of these shows.
Rock was very tough. Absolutely.
He leaves so quickly. And he missed a couple. I mean, he wasn't in 01, he wasn't in 02. So May was a weird year, weird month of the year for him
because
of when he started leaving after Mania. So really, you only get four cracks at him. 97, you're not going to use him in Triple H. 98, him and Farouk is, a desperation play. 99, you're not probably going to use him in Triple H again there. In 2000, he's the third best world title match in May. So,
which is amazing considering that match is really good.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you're ranking the three, I say you go Austin Dude, Punk Bryan.
Yeah, and then Triple H. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm comfortable with what we have. Dan,
me
any
too.
Qualms?
No, not at all. And because we didn't mention it in your little recap just then, I think DiBiase versus R-Truth, it gets the crowd pumped up. R-Truth is going to rap. I think it's magic to start us off, get the crowd. Maybe it's a pre-show match.
Go back on mute.
Go back to typing.
All right, Scott. So like we've been doing also, we need to pick an arena and an announce team.
All right. Judgment Day. Or, let's see, May. Let me ask you this, and I'm asking this delicately. Is it offensive or an honor to put it in Kansas City?
Offensive.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm trying to be diplomatic about it.
Use Omaha from 08.
Omaha from 08.
I was going to say Chicago because they've been there a few times, but I think we got to save that for July,
well,
right?
Since you love the title match so much, how about Milwaukee?
Yeah, let's do Milwaukee.
Okay.
And have we said if we can repeat, or are we trying to pick different? We're not doing different commentary teams, right?
No, we can't. There's not enough of them.
All right. So I guess 98, I mean 98. May, let's go with JR and King then.
Okay.
To call that match.
They were great in that match. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. All right. Why don't we take a break? And we'll come back and we'll do some June action.
Because.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly from Ring of Honor Wrestling. Make sure you check out The Kevin Kelly Show each and every week, placetobenation.com. We'll be talking about wrestling in the past and wrestling today, plus be talking about all kinds of sports and pop culture, whatever's on your mind, too. We'll answer your questions each and every week. The Kevin Kelly Show, right here, placetobenation.com.
What's that? Chad, do you hate it when commercials one and run?
What do you mean, Parv?
Oh, never mind.
Listen to Where the Big Boys Play on placetobenation.com and find us on iTunes. We are the only WCW Supercard exclusive podcast.
Hey, this is Rob Naylor. Do you still enjoy pro wrestling? Believe it or not, I still do. So you better join myself and Will on the Google Wrestling Podcast exclusively at placetobenation.com.
Shit, I wasn't ready. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening and... Shit. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening to guys talk about old school wrestling, follow me and Charles on Wrestling with the Past podcast on Place to Be Nation.
So you got the script, yeah? You all got it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible. The Titans are wrestling... Oh, brilliant. Sorry. The Titans are wrestling off.
Pete, I'm a lead analyst for the show and breakdown matches.
Kelly, lead historian. I'm a jobber lover. Are you?
Johnny and I drink.
And yes, me, Bob. We watch old school wrestling and love it.
Titans of wrestling. You know you want to hear it.
What's going on? This is the Godfather, Nate Milton, with an offer you cannot refuse. Each and every week, you can join Marcus Vanderberg, Big Nasty Alfred Kunawa, and myself on the Kings of Sport podcast, available exclusively on placetobenation.com, your one-stop spot for the best in sports and pop culture.
Hey, this is Ben Morse from Marvel.com, as well as the Brad and Chad Show, and I've got a new podcast. Well, I'm part of a new podcast, Place to Be Nation's Main Event. Hosted by Scott Criscolo every other week, it's a roundtable discussion with myself, Andrew Reich, Steve Willie, Jordan Duncan, and an assortment of special guests as we talk wrestling today, the big questions, and our feelings. Please, please, please check this podcast out, because if the ratings go down, I know I'm the first head on the chopping block from Justin Rosero. See you guys every other week on Place to Be Nation's Main Event.
I'm Scott Criscolo, and your new home for sports is Place to Be Nation's Extra Point. Join me and the doctor, George Urbelino, for your sports hookup, whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, colleges, or the Cowboys MMA Blitz.
Forget about it. Plus, join me for my prescription where I will solve all the world's sports problems with my own brand of medicine.
That's Place to Be Nation's Extra Point, here on PlaceToBeNation.com.
In Rhode Island and looking for great food and a fun atmosphere, we'll be sure to stop by Bonehead's Wing Bar, 131 Washington Street in West Warwick, with over 65 different wing sauces and dozens of sandwiches, burgers, and appetizers. In a fully stocked bar, Bonehead's has something for everyone. Boneheads also shows every WWE and UFC pay-per-view, features live music, weekly trivia, and much, much more. So be sure to stop in, tell Matt and the crew that Play Simulation sent you, and become a Bonehead today.
Looking for new wrestling, sports, and pop culture voices? Head over to PlayStimulation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. We have an extremely talented staff that covers comics, video games, and all facets of entertainment. Our sports coverage spans all the major professional and collegiate sports, including MMA. Our fresh takes on professional wrestling are some of the best on the internet. Don't forget to check out our fantastic podcasts as well, including the voice of Ring of Honor, Kevin Kelly, exclusively at PlayStimulation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Also, be sure to check out our friends at thehistoryofwwe.com, prowrestlingonly.com, Scott Keith blog at rspwfaq.net, and piledriverwrestling.net.
This is legendary ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer, the Think, Howard Finkel, and you're listening to the Place to Be podcast.
All right, Nation, we are back. Building our all-time pay-per-view cards. We just did May. We got June on the way. First, want to take a quick minute, talk about PlaceMediation.com. Up there right now, we have the third episode of the Pro Wrestling Super Show, led by Stephen Graham this time around, joined by who else but Andrew Riesch and Chris Zellner. They discuss tournaments in wrestling. I think they also touch on a few other topics as well, but including Rick Rude. But tournaments are something we always enjoy, Scott, so this is a must-listen for us.
Yes.
Had a cool little piece by our buddy CRZ, Christopher Robin Zimmerman. Looked at the graphic that they flashed during Raw about the most watched shows on WWE Network in the last week. And he kind of broke that down, looked at where the trending could be heading, what else may be in the mix for those shows, and where they could be headed with programming. So kind of a cool piece there. Adam Murray had the 11th part of his music from around the world. We're into the seas still right now. Cape Verde is the first one on the line. Tim Capels. Case for Captain America continues up to part four. We have one more part to come there. Episode 14 of The Bauer Show looks at the Tommy John craze throughout baseball, as well as your boy Matt Harvey's Twitter account. The Tommy John conversation was very, very good. So if you're a baseball fan, check that episode out. Jeff Peck and Michael Bauer talking that. We have the Wednesday walk around the web. Glenn Butler takes us around looking at all different kind of cool links that may titillate, amuse, or provoke you. Nate Milton had his Impact review. Looks at the state of TNA, along with the last episode of Impact and where things are headed over the next week. Maurice Pogue looked at Diablo 3, the Reaper of Souls delivers. Russell Sellers had his new hotness for the week as well, and plus got your Raw recap too. And don't forget, this Friday we have a loaded day coming up, and by the time you're hearing this, it probably will be Friday. But you will have the High Spot, as always. We will have the Cowboy Goes to Class episode installment 4 from Roger Morissette. Now we're moving out of the Mega Power storyline into something a little bit different. And we also are going to have the Cowboys UFC pay-per-view preview coming up this weekend. Your boy John Jones will be fighting. And also episode 1 of the Steve Corino show, produced by Dan McGinn. Steve Carino's guest on episode 1 is Cliff Compton, and you can hear some wrestling talk, some baseball talk, and they do it all over the Steve Corino show. So check that out, PlaceMediation.com. If you have any questions or feedback, you can hit us up at info@PlaceMediation.com as well. Thank you for your support. Continue. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, hit our link first, and then it'll take you right to Amazon. You can make your purchase, and you give us a little bit of rub as well, and keep us going here. So, Scott, you know who's a baseball player I never really, I don't say took for granted. A baseball player I didn't realize how unbelievably good he was until you watch him every day, and that's Carlos Beltran. Like I always liked him, and I always wanted him to be in the Yankees. And I remember Dr. G would always say he didn't like him because he doesn't like Latinos with attitudes. But I always wanted Beltran on the Yankees. I thought that was the one big miss they made when Cashman wanted him. They ended up signing Sheffield instead in 04. I thought that was a big miss, but he is unbelievable. The guy just hits. Even at this age, just hits.
I never had a problem with Beltran in his years.
I hope
the Mets.
Not.
Jeez. Never. He was awesome.
Be embarrassing.
I forgave him like the next day after the Wainwright curveball, and oh my God, how do you let that pitch go by? Well, you know what? Aaron Heilman should have had some nuts and confidence in his pitches, and that fat bastard Yadier Molina wouldn't have hit a home run, and we wouldn't have had to worry about it in the ninth inning. But fact remains is the guy could hit. And he wasn't the problem on the Mets when it came to the, quote, Latino attitude. I say this to Dr. G all the time. That was all Carlos Delgado. He was the one with the attitude, Carlos Beltran.
No, you can't hate on Beltran. Guy plays his
ass guys, off. The guy just, you know, he may not have been, I mean, he's maybe when he was a Met at the time, he wasn't comfortable with the whole big city thing. Now he's older. He probably understands it a little better. He was just quiet when he was at the Mets. He just went and hit, you know?
Yep.
I had no problem with Beltran at all.
Yeah, it was a bad move when the Yankees didn't sign him. I think maybe they get elite. Well, it's tough to say they would have had one more world title because the hitting was never really the problem in those years. It was the pitching.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what year.
Cases on those.
Maybe 07. He could have helped in that Cleveland series. That's probably the only one I could say they really... Actually, 06 against Detroit, too. But anyway, we're going way off the beaten path. You can hear more sports this weekend on The Extra Point, of course. So why don't you talk about that quick, Scott? You got
we got a loaded show coming up on The Extra Point that'll be early next week. The doctor and I will have Mr. Andrew Risch on to talk about the NBA playoffs. I know we're about a week in, but he'll talk about how things are going right now, the Pacers struggling, and et cetera. We are going to have Joel Barnhart on, our Extra Point baseball analyst, talk about the season so far and how things are going. And then we're going to have a mega draft preview segment with Roger Morissette and the Tower himself, Andy Flanagan.
Nice.
Will hopefully join us, and we'll talk about the prelude to the draft. Maybe we'll throw a little bit of schedule talk in there. And of course, the Cowboy will have his MMA Blitz as well.
Be recapping the pay-per-view, I'm sure.
Yes. So it's going to be a loaded Extra Point. It'll be up early next week. But it's going to be a good show. So looking forward to doing it and hoping you will enjoy it.
All right. So we haven't done it in a while, I guess. Update a little playoff action. So the Bruins down 2-1 here in game 4.
Yes.
To Jordan Duncan's Red Wings. 2-1 in the series, 2-1 in the game. Six and a half minutes left in the second period. So we'll keep you posted. Not that anyone will care since it'll be over. All right. Let's do June. We've already done May. Dan's got the list up here for us. And now we get into the King of the Ring, Scott.
Yes.
So a lot of interesting matchups to choose from. Yep. And I guess what we'll do is, even though the tournament matches, we'll look at them as standalones when it comes to, you know, looking at the cards. So we're not going to say, oh, we'll have a semifinal match of the tournament. Now, what we could have done, which we didn't really put a lot of effort or, I should say, effort, a lot of thought into ahead of time, is should we have built a tournament somehow using tournament matches? But I don't know how the hell that would have happened. That would have taken ridiculous. A lot of interesting planning. Yeah. All right, 93, right off the bat, the one match jumps out in my mind is Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect.
That's what I had.
I don't see...
How do you not put it on there?
Yeah, we know Bret isn't in 97, right? Because he was hurt. Yep. 96, he was gone. So that just robs us of him versus Diesel in 94. Of course, there's other matches here versus Razor and Bigelow, which were both good.
Yep.
And then the Foot, which we're not,
using. No.
So I think 93, Bret Perfect is a layup to use.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome, awesome match.
It is incredible. Yep.
All right. 1994.
I used Razor versus Bigelow.
How about Razor Owen, or do we have Owen elsewhere?
I have Owen somewhere else.
Okay. Owen Kidd is great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use Owen Kidd here. That's one of my favorite.
Okay. Well, it's funny because I have the exact same two guys somewhere else down the line. Yeah.
98.
Yeah.
I think this match is better than that one.
Okay. Okay.
All right. 95, a little tricky.
I just picked anything. This was one of those years where I just took Mabel Savio just to use the two of them.
Yeah. I think the best match of the night was probably Roadie Bob Holly.
Mm. Do I have either of them again?
I guess Roadie could pop up.
Yeah. I don't have either of them.
How about
on
the
my
main
list
event?
Again. No, because we used. Well, we could. Well, we didn't use Bigelow 94. So do we use all of? Let's see, Sid.
I'm not going to use Sid again, I'm sure.
No. Sid and Bigelow against...
No,
I'm sorry.
Sid and Tatanka
against Bigelow and Diesel.
So Nash would be the only guy that maybe would pop up again, but I don't think so.
Yes. He pops up for me.
He does?
Yeah.
That must be awful.
Not entirely. But
use the cell, fam?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Your card's
garbage.
That match
is awful. We needed a world title match.
No, I know. I say we use that here, though. Get these four on the card for now.
Okay.
I think it's best match of the four. I mean, it's a little long, but get Diesel and Bigelow. But if we come back, if we need that Nash match, we can come back and we got plenty of options here.
Yep. No problem.
All right. 1996.
I used Ahmed Goldust for the IC title.
Okay, that's a good choice. We also have Austin Merrow, but I'm guessing we got Austin coming up somewhere.
Yep.
Guns and the Godwins for the tags if we needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior Lawler if we needed a match away. So we also have Mankind Undertaker, but we got a lot of years left for Taker and Mankind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go Ahmed Goldust. Two guys we're probably not going to use again. We'll get the IC title in. Again, okay. Another show we can come back. I mean, that's how it is when we're building these cards. We'll... You know you're going to come back to these earlier ones.
Yeah.
All right, 97.
Your show. We can't use the match I used. I used Heart Foundation against Sid and LOD, yeah.
All right, we have Michaels Austin.
I have both of them somewhere else.
Okay.
Well, I know we can't use it, but I have them split up. I feel like those two, we need to spread the two of them out so we get two matches out of them instead of using them in one.
We have Foley elsewhere?
Yes. But
This
might be better. No, I had him somewhere else. You know what? I didn't even have that. Well, we can use that match, but
yeah, maybe we should use a cell in 98.
Yeah.
Then we're stuck at 97 unless we waste Triple H here. Mm. Or if we get rid of Goldust Ahmed and just use Goldust Crush. We could just use like Jake and Vader.
Yeah, I could use Jake and Vader.
A Warrior Lawler.
As a way, I mean, we're gonna need this card's gonna be so big. A couple of stinkers isn't gonna kill it. I think.
Let's get Jake and Vader on the card.
Okay.
So let's use that 96 now. 97 we use Goldust Crush.
Okay.
And 98 we use the cell.
We use the cell. I didn't have the cell, believe it or not. I wanted to use them somewhere else.
Okay.
But you can't. But I mean, honestly, for historical purposes, you can't not have that match on there. So.
All right, so 99.
I had Steve against Shane and Vince. Fun match. Not terrible.
Is this our only other chance to use Austin, unless we put him in the title match in 01?
Yes.
Is there better title matches?
Yeah, probably. I mean, the one I used is later on down the line, obviously, but the one I used, I think, is better than that one.
So, wait, all right, so what does Michaels have on the horizon? That's great.
Well, you've got stuff. Well, he's got a lot. I mean, 02, 03 through 10, he's got 7 years worth of June matches. The one I picked is...
Yeah, but we're probably not going to use that based on... Well, actually, we may. All right.
When we get to the double shows, I'll
Well, we'll I'm just trying to debate if we should use Michaels Austin. All right, let's use Austin Vince and Shane. I don't know why I'm arguing. There's nothing else on 99.
Yeah, there's nothing else on that night. That tournament's shit. So,
yeah. I don't know why I was even arguing it. So, because
the Shawn match, you'll like the Shawn match I pick. So, if we use it. So,
all right, 2000, another kind of weird year.
This was another stinker. I took Crash and Bull. Just to use two guys.
How about Val Eddie?
Oh, we got I have Eddie somewhere else?
We may.
I don't. So if you want to use that one.
All right, let's put Val Eddie in there for now.
Place it in there for now, yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling, though, we may find something with Eddie.
Okay.
All right, 01.
01. I have Jeff and X-Pac for the light heavyweight belt, but we already used X-Pac, so you can't. Oh, I had X-Pac twice, so I screwed that up anyway. So we can't use that anyway.
Well, I mean, looking ahead, let's just name it now. So the match you want to use for Kurt is Kurt and Shawn Michaels.
Kurt Shawn from Vengeance 05, yeah.
All right, so is that better than having Kurt and Shane and Ooh. Steve and Shawn?
I'm okay with that because the other match I have, because I decided to kind of give myself options. I used both shows in the years that there's two pages. Right. So the other 05 match I have, I think you'll like.
What do you think, Dan? You with us?
You can talk now.
Sorry, just catching up.
Oh.
What's the question?
It's would you rather have Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels in 05, along with what we already have, like the ladder match with Austin versus the McMahons, and whatever we have in 97, or would you rather have Shawn Michaels versus Steve Austin in 97, Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon in 01? And then something else from 05. So we lose. Basically, it comes down to would you rather have Kurt versus Shawn, and then Austin versus the McMahons? Or do you rather have Austin versus Shawn and Kurt versus Shane?
Oh, man. Yeah, I really enjoyed
the Austin versus Shawn, only because Shawn wasn't as hurt as he would eventually be in WrestleMania 14. And you have like that classic, you know, you watch that don't try this at home gimmick at the beginning, and it's always Shane, you know, I thought Shane might have been knocked out. Like, that is like one of those things that's now like branded into your brain. Like, it's something that it's like an attraction, as we were talking about earlier in May. I kind of like that combination better.
I do too. And you know what, Scott, too? Because I think 05 on both shows lends us a lot of other options.
Sure it does. I agree.
So I say we. That's fine. All right. So I say we remix this back up. So bear with us, Dan. So I think for 96, we go back to Goldust Ahmed for the IC title. 97, we go to Austin versus Shawn Michaels. 98 sticks with the Cell. 99, we got to pick something else.
Oof.
And then 01 becomes Kurt versus Shane.
King of the Ring 99. Good gore.
We could use just Billy and Shamrock.
Kane Big Show. Or do we have Big Show or something? Yeah. Road Dog China.
Kane Big Show is awesome.
That, be honest with you, though, if you remember correctly, I'm
Yeah, Road Dog China is not bad.
Road Dog China actually wasn't too bad.
So I'd say either that or Billy Shamrock. Let's go Road Dog China because we're not going to use them.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we're better this way.
Yeah.
As great as Shawn Kurt is, I think Kurt Shane. Like, this thing, we have that and the Hell in a Cell on the same card.
Well, like we said, we're splitting. Like we said, we need to split Austin and Shawn up. Right. We probably should split Kurt and Shawn up, too.
Yeah. And then we also have Brett Perfect on there, too, for the work rate match-based, you know?
And again, 05, we have two pay-per-views, and I came up with another match from the other show that I know you'll like, so.
Okay. All right, so 02. We go to King
I have
the final
I have Trish and Molly for the women's title.
All right. So let me throw you this out. What about Flair Eddie?
I have Flair somewhere else. But that's just me. That's my list. We could put Flair Eddie and then pick something else in the other show that I have. I'm in.
I mean, that's going to be better than Eddie and Val.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So then 2000, we could just go back to whatever else. We have a million options in 2000.
Yeah, they're all. It doesn't matter.
All right, let's change 2000 to Bull and Crash. Let's go Flair and Eddie. Actually, do Rikishi Val for 2000.
Yeah, I like that match, actually.
It's better than.
If there's any.
It's better than Bull and Crash.
Yeah.
Bull and Dump.
Bull and.
All right, 03 now. We got Bad Blood. We also have Insurrection.
Oh, the British show. Yeah. I used the Cell. I used Triple H and Nash so I can get the big gold belt in. That was a reason. It wasn't more for the match. I mean, I like the match. It's not as good as other Cells, but it's not terrible.
So what else we got? Goldberg, Jericho.
Do I have Jericho anywhere? I don't have Jericho anywhere. So you could use that.
Yeah, look at Insurrection. It's pretty much almost the same card.
Mm. Yeah, they're only like 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's go Goldberg.
I think that's a street fight. I don't know where that. I don't ever watch that match. The Triple H Nash Street Fight. I'm sure it's crap. But
all right, let's go Goldberg Jericho here.
Okay.
We can always, if we end up getting stuck using the world title, or if we want to use Triple H later, we can come back. Because 95, we can flip easy.
Yeah.
All right. So 04, we got two cards. We got Bad Blood and Great American Bash to pick from.
Ooh, I forgot about the Bash. I didn't pick anything for the Bash. I took Benoit Edge versus La Rez for the tag straps.
Okay, so let's see. Well, looking at the Bash, we got Ray Chavo for the Cruiser title. Man, that was almost 20 minutes.
Mm. That was a good match.
Let's use that. That was a very good match. We're not using the fucking Triple H Shawn Cell, I'll tell you that much.
No.
You could also use Benoit Kane, which is a good match, if you want to use the world title.
Mm.
Let's use the Cruiser for now.
Yeah.
We can come back.
I mean, I like that Benoit, but there's got to be a better...
Well, the Cruiser title is a very good match, Ray and Jarvo.
Yeah, it's a great match. It's almost 20 minutes, I think, right? Or maybe it's not that long. 15 minutes.
All right, so 05 now. We lost Shawn Kurt.
But.
Yep.
I know you'll want. This is an easy pick because it's an awesome match.
Not really. I have another one for you, but go ahead.
Oh. I have Awesome and Tanaka.
Would you rather have Batista, Triple H in the Cell, sir?
If we can put it, I'll take it.
Let's do it. I think it's better. I love Awesome Tanaka, but we already have two garbage matches. And Batista Triple H in the Cell was very, very good.
I love that match. It's awesome. So, but I figured it was. But at the time, I was thinking Shawn Kurt. But
yeah,
oh, I love that Cell. Okay,
probably not gonna do better than that for the world title.
Mm.
So now that really bumps this card up big time. All right, we go to 06. We have One Night Stand and Vengeance. And to me, it's a hands-down choice, and that is Edge, McFoley, and Lita versus Terry Funk, Tommy Dreamer, and Beulah.
Tommy Dreamer?
Tommy Dreamer.
All right. I took because I took one from each card. For One Night Stand, I actually took Cena RVD for the title. For the WWE title. And then at Vengeance, I had Flair and Foley.
Didn't use the world title yet? WWE
no,
title?
Right. We didn't use WWE title.
Well, we got
title.
Time. I okay. say, let's use that match for now. Let's
I know you like that. I like that match too, but I.
Oh, it's
I just,
so much fun.
It's awesome. But I don't know. That with Edge and the fucking motorcycle helmet and the place goes bonkers when RVD wins, it's a pretty cool moment.
I feel like we could do. I don't know. I feel like we could do. I feel like we could find something like that better than Cena. Not better than Cena RVD necessarily, but just as good.
Okay.
And then still not lose that. Because now look at this card with Shane, Kurt, Taker, Mankind, and now this match. Mm. Plus a sell. I mean, it really is becoming a gimmicky show for us.
Yeah.
All right, 07, we got Vengeance and One Night Stand.
And One Night Stand. I had two choices. I took Mark Henry versus Kane, and then I took Nitro and Punk for the ECW title.
All right, well, we could use RVD Orton in a stretcher match, which is a match I always enjoyed.
I like that match, too.
We could also use the Hardys versus World's Greatest Tag Team in a ladder match.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
That's how we use that. Gets our Raw tag titles on there. I say we use that.
Okay.
You down?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, 08, we got two shows. We got One Night Stand and Night of Champions.
Okay. I have One Night Stand, Jeff Hardy, Umaga, which was a good opener. I remember that. We just did that written. We had that written review. I just did that. Enjoyed that match. And then Night of Champions, I have Matt Hardy and Chavo for the U.S. title.
All right, we're going to use Hardy now.
Yeah.
I was going to say Triple H Cena, but we already used Triple H.
It's a good match, too.
We could use Triple... Oh, no, never mind. We're going to use Triple H. We could use Triple H Orton. have we used Cena yet? No. We could do Cena Bradshaw on the First Blood. I think it's either going to be that or the Beth Molina match.
Yeah. They're seeing it better somewhere else. Probably not, huh?
Is who?
I can't see.
Probably not.
We don't have Cena somewhere else, huh?
Well, we could.
I like the Cena RVD match. Let's see. So
it's not
one
better
night
than
stand.
The six person. Dan, can you come settle this so we can move past it?
All right.
Sure. What would you rather have from one night stand? The six person. Match or Cena RVD?
Oh man, the Cena RVD is just classic. I mean, even people that didn't even pay attention to the product at the time, I mean, you still see highlights of that stuff all the time. And the atmosphere, the crowd, man, what a great atmosphere.
You think it's better than the six person?
Oh man. I think so, but that's just, you know, this is definitely one of those, like, wrestling blind spots for me, so I might not be the best source for this particular.
We need Andrew Flanagan on this call.
Yeah.
The six-man, I can't cave, Scott. I'm sorry. I can't. I'll owe you one, but I can't.
All right. I just hope we don't. I feel bad stiffing Cena with a piece of crap, but I mean.
Well, Cena JBL's not that bad in the First Blood.
Yeah, I thought the match the month before was better.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's great.
The First Blood is good. I have no problem with the First Blood. That's fine.
That six person is so good.
That whole show is great.
Yeah, but the six person, yeah, I mean, the crowd's going nuts. You got Funk in the barbed wire. You Edge humping Beulah. You got the pre-match promo with, oh, shit. Never mind. Before I get too worked up about it, we have Taker Mankind in the cell.
Oh.
All right. Cena RVD it is. We need to have the cell.
It's kind of funny that I mentioned Foley in the beginning of the show, too.
Ah! I was going to say you get the awesome McFoley promo when they say you sold out. I sold out. I sold out. I sold out Madison Square Garden.
Yes, that was good, though.
Let me ask you this. It probably doesn't matter because both matches are good, but are you guys going to get hung up on the fact that we have not one but two Hell in a Cell matches?
Nah.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
We don't care about that shit. All right, 07.
Gimmicks don't matter. We could have a bunch
of
bonus
stuff. Depressed. Can we move on? 07. I thought we picked 07.
07.
Hardys versus World's Greatest Tag Team in a ladder match.
Yeah, because we can't use
Come on, McGann. Keep up.
All right. We did 08. What did we pick?
Well, no, we didn't pick 08. We had Cena Bradshaw, but that's out now.
Okay. Well, One Night Stand. Really, we have...
I think we
have is Beth Molina.
I said we used Beth Molina. That's the one where she bent her in half, right?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, the match is 9 minutes, too, so it can't be that atrocious. And then I have Champions.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but... Just because it's 9 minutes doesn't mean it doesn't suck, but I don't think this one sucked. But your rationale is off.
Find me another nine minute women's match that's, you know,
I'm sure there's some
not
there.
Terrible. All right. So the other one is Night of Champions.
No, Extreme Rules 09 and Bash 09.
No, I was looking. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So 09.
Have we used the IC title yet?
Did we keep Ahmed Goldust?
Oh yeah, we did, because we could use Jericho Ray.
I have two stinkers. I have Santino versus Vicky in the Santarella match or whatever the hell it was. And I have Dolph and Kali for two choices, one from each show.
I think I would... I say we use Jericho Ray. Mask versus title.
It's a good match. It's a good match.
And then swap out 96.
Okay.
Or which one is better? I don't remember either. It's Extreme Rules has Jericho Ray in the No Holds Barred match.
I have a feeling the No Holds Barred was probably better.
Yeah, let's go with that from Extreme Rules 09. And then 96, we got to change back to Jake Vader.
So we're using Ray again.
Oh, that's right. We have Ray Chavo.
In 04.
What was our other option in 04? Didn't we have another one?
Let's see.
Oh, we said Benoit Kane if we wanted to use the world title.
Yeah, but we already got the world title for...
All right, what's better than Ray Jericho and just throw something else in there? Like, we got fucking Kenzo and Billy Gunn, Mordecai, Bob Holly.
Hey, you had no problem using Mordecai and Scotty and May,
Eugene
so.
And Coach. I don't remember how good that Jericho Ray match is. I don't know if it's better than Ray Chavo.
I don't remember either. I mean, we'll be coming up on the 09s in our written reviews, but it's going to be a little bit, going to be a while for that.
Does Jericho have something? Oh, wait, we already have Jericho. Never mind.
We do?
We have Jericho and Goldberg in 2003.
That's right. We have to change. All right. So this is a hassle then. So let's. Where are we? What do we have for 08? You don't have anything in an 08 slot. Didn't we pick something?
Oh, I think you guys picked a Divas match.
We picked Beth Molina.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then 09. Okay.
So it's the Yankee Red Sox game is out of control. The Red Sox have like 7 errors. It's 12-2 in the seventh. All right, 09. So we need something else, so we can't use Ray and Jericho. Well, I mean, is it worth redoing? Is Ray Jericho better than Ray Chavo and Jericho Goldberg? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. That 09 is like a blind spot there.
Yeah,
I kind of don't remember most of the. I remember most of the Punk Jeff match. The Punk Jeff match.
I could use Punk Umaga Samoan strap match. I could use the ECW Scramble, Tommy, Christian, Fit, Henry, and Swagger.
I don't think we lose anybody, right? I don't think we. No.
I think it's our only other option, really. Or Tommy Christian Swagger, triple threat. Man, that's better. Tommy wins the ECW title. It's a cool moment to have on there.
Yes.
I always do that. Tommy Christian Swagger. All right, 2010, we have just Fatal 4-Way.
Yep. I took my pick was the Hart Dynasty and Natalya against the Usos, and I think it's Tamina. I wrote Natalya twice, but it's Tamina, I think.
Yeah, because we can't use the world title match. Can't use the IC. Can't use Jericho unless we swap O3 out and use Evan Bourne Jericho. No, let's just go with that six person. That's fine.
Okay.
Or Miz Truth.
Is that for the belt? Is that for a title?
U.S.
Mm. Yeah, because we don't need it. But I had already used it on my list, but we could use it here.
Let's use the hearts. Get the Usos on.
Okay.
All right, 11, Capital Punishment.
I had, we already used Swagger, so we can't use my match. I had Swagger, Evan Bourne.
We can't use Punk and Ray. Alex Riley and The Miz. That's our only choice there, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's what we got to do. All right, 2012, which was the last. What was 2012?
12 is No Way Out.
No Way Out. Oh, that's right. The No Way Out of the Meadowlands. I had Sin Cara and Hunico. That's all I could use.
This card does. Because we can't even use Punk and Brian. Nope. Ryback versus Rob Grimes and Dan Delaney.
Yeah, because we don't have any Rob Grimes matches.
How about Santino and Ricardo tuxedo match?
Would that be any worse than Sin Cara and Hunico?
What if we used the Fatal 4-Way here? And well, no, because we can't, because we used Miz and 11. Yeah, whatever, Sin Cara, Hunico. I think this card's loaded enough that
we
have some shit bombs at the end here.
And then 2013. Was that, that I Quit was not for the title, right? That wasn't for the Divas title, right? The what was it, Beth and Natalya? Not Beth and Natalya, Beth and Melina? Because I have AJ and Caitlin from last year for the Divas title.
Well, we used the women's title before.
Right, but we can use both. It's two different belts.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. We can use that title, yeah. Yep.
Well, do we have any other options? We have Dean and Kane. Punk Jericho. We haven't used Punk yet, have we?
No.
We could use, I guess we've technically used the tag titles, right? So we can't
We've thrown Jericho all over the place.
I know, but I was going to say, can we do Shield versus Orton and Bryan?
Yeah, I guess.
Does that take the place, though? Because now, what titles are these? The Unifieds?
These are the Unifieds.
So does that take the place of the world, of the Hardys ones?
You could use it, I suppose, because half of it is the old SmackDown belts.
Yeah.
So if we want to be picky about it, I think we should, because it's good. It's not a bad match.
Well, it's either that or we use Punk Jericho to get Punk on the card.
And then we have to pick something else from 03.
Yeah, which I think is... I feel like we're going to leave Punk.
If we used... Well, I got months. Oh, no, never mind. We already used Shawn. Shit. I was going to say we could use Shawn Flair from 03. But we already used Shawn. That wasn't...
And Flair.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's right. For Eddie in 02. That's right.
Yeah, I say... Well, let me look at 03 quick. Like I said, we could just use Steiner Test.
Mm.
What do you think, Dan? Would you rather have Jericho, Punk, and Steiner Test? I think so. Than Goldberg, Jericho. I mean, that wasn't anything special.
No. Yeah, that was all about storyline.
I think missing out on Punk in May certainly dictates that we should probably use him in June.
All right, let's do that. Let's do Punk. Punk, Jericho in 13. And just go with Steiner Test in 03 from Bad Blood. Or Goldust Rico from Insurrection.
That's terrible.
I could also do Roddy Mac and Nowinski versus the Dudleys.
Is that from 03?
Let's do Steiner Test. You get 03 Steiner is hilarious.
Yeah, they were a shit show at that point. And I love that Punk Jericho match from Payback. It's a good match.
All right, so let's go ahead and read through this card. We have from 1993, Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect. 1994, Owen Hart versus 123 Kid. 95, Diesel and Bam Bam Bigelow versus Tatanka and Sid. 96, Ahmed Johnson versus Goldust for the IC title. 97, Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels. 98, Undertaker versus Mankind, Hell in a Cell. 99, Road Dogg versus China. 2000, Rikishi versus Val Venus. 2001, Rise of Penis, Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon. 2002, Eddie Guerrero versus Ric Flair. 2003, Scott Steiner and Test. 2004, Rey Mysterio, Chavo Guerrero for the Cruiserweight title. 05, Batista versus Triple H, Hell in a Cell for the World title. 06, Cena versus RVD for the WWE title. 07, Hardys versus World's Greatest Tag Team for the tag team titles. Beth Phoenix versus Melina from 2008 for the women's title. Tommy Dreamer versus Christian and Swagger for the ECW title from 2009. Hart Dynasty and Natalya versus the Usos and Tamina from 2010. Alex Riley versus The Miz from 2011. Sin Cara versus Unico from 2012. And CM Punk versus Chris Jericho from 2013. So I think we have a little bit of everything on this card. It's it's a brawling heavy card, so because we get that two Hell in a Cells.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Kurt versus Shane. And we have a lot of wrestling. We got Brett versus Perfect, Shawn versus Austin, and Punk Jericho. And then you got Cena RVD on top. So it's a very good card. I think, you know, the bottom of this card is worse than May's bottom, I think. When you look at Alex Riley, Miz, those last like three of those last four matches. And then Steiner Test. But Eddie Flair, too, is solid.
Mm. Kurt Shane.
Yeah.
Good brawl.
You got a fun Owen Kidd versus, you know, Owen versus Kidd sprint. So, yeah, I like this card. I think May may be slightly better, believe it or not. Well, maybe. No, I don't know. Maybe not. Well, you can vote on PlaceDomination.com. You can go ahead and vote for us. So that's it. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Another two shows in the book, Scott.
Yes, we will be back. We'll do July and August. So we'll end up doing an Ultimate SummerSlam card, which will be pretty cool. We'll do that in a couple months.
Yeah.
Maybe during SummerSlam. Maybe in August.
Yeah, so next will be July. Well, yeah, July and August will be crazy because July we got all the money in the banks.
Yes, and we got some good – July's had some good gems.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to argue for that six-man from International Incident.
You can argue your heart out. So what do we got? So we go to PlaceDomination.com. Of course, the Steve Corino show tomorrow. Next week, Scott, we'll be back. Me and you, Backlash 02.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday night, and the next Wednesday we have a main event and Kevin Kelly. Big guest for Kevin Kelly. We have Diamond Dallas Page on.
So nice.
That'd be a lot of fun. We'll talk some DDP yoga. We'll talk his appearance on Nancy Grace. Years in the making here. The place to be.
Yes.
So we'll finally get DDP in the fold. So we'll be talking to him. Of course, stay tuned for all your usual podcast suspects. The Bauer Show, Still Real to Us. I think where the big boys play. There's rumors that we're going to have a new one this weekend, finally. You get the Titans. You get all the fixings for all your podcast needs. And of course, all your written articles as well. So please visit us, PlaceToBeNation.com, Facebook.com/PlaceToBeNation, and Twitter at @PlaceNumber2BeNation. Scott, we leave you this Bruins game's going to the third, still down 2-1.
Yes.
Yep. Yankees in control 12-2. And that is it. So me and you are done. We'll talk Monday night with Backlash. Dan, thank you. And you can hear Dan on the Steve Corino show on Friday as well. So for Scott and Dan, I am Justin. Take care. We'll talk to you Monday night, Backlash.
Now you're gonna watch your six person match now.
The clock be alive as the red clock drive. Swear to God, to reverse it, I give my left eye. With the right, I visualize the king of Best Eye. Checking his daughter, Tiana, in the junior high. If I was in Brooklyn, the B.I. was still alive in 2006. It might sound like this. NY 718 212s with Sue's rendezvous. It's like Moulin Rouge. High fashion, uptown Air Force Ones and Vasquez. Puerto Ricans with fat asses. Blaze Dutch masters. We dump ashes on models and S classes for you bastards. Catch a cab to Manhattan with that Broadway acting. You hype that belly shit and get you captain wrapped in plastic. Tell the captain, ask Raj what's happening. I hear nor speak, no evil inside the back. 1977.
I remember back.
Smoking blunts, making cream. On the drug scene, fuck the football team. Risking ruptured spleens by the age of 16. Hearing the coach scream ain't my lifetime dream. I mean, I wanna blow up, stack my dough up. So school, I didn't show up. It fucked my flow up. Mom said that I should go
show up and check myself before I wreck myself. Disrespect myself, put the drugs on the shelf. Nah, I couldn't see it. Scarface, king of New York, I wanna be it. Rap was secondary, money was necessary until I got incarcerated. Kinda scary. C-74 Mod 8 set me straight. Not able to move behind the great steel gate. Time to contemplate, damn, where did I fail? All the money I stacked was all the money for bail.
I remember back in time.